Welcome back to the deep dive. Today we're really getting into the weeds on business automation. We're looking at two major platforms, Yeflow and Microsoft Power Automate.
Yeah, we've spent some time digging through the sources on these two articles' analyses, trying to get a handle on their capabilities and, you know, how they fit into the bigger picture.
Right. And our mission really is to unpack what these materials tell us. How do these tools work? What makes them unique? And importantly, how do they relate to each other?
And, you know, it's interesting because one of the first things that jumps out from the research is maybe a bit surprising.
Oh, yeah.
You might think they're straight up competitors, but the sources actually paint a picture of complementarity. They can work together quite powerfully.
Okay, interesting. So let's explore that. We'll look at how businesses are using tools like these to get more agile, more efficient, and what this relationship between Yeflow and Power Automate could mean for how you approach automation.
Sounds good. So maybe the place to start, where the sources often begin, is with the whole idea of business process management, or BPM.
Right, BPM. So what is that exactly, in simple terms?
Think of it as a structured way of looking at how work gets done. You map out your processes, you manage them, you improve them, all to meet, you know, strategic goals.
So it's about efficiency, making sure things run smoothly.
Efficiency, absolutely, but also agility. In today's world, being able to adapt those processes quickly is, well, it's critical.
And driving a lot of change in BPM, according to our sources, is the whole no-code and low-code movement.
Exactly. These platforms are basically democratizing software development. They're putting the power to build applications and automate workflows into the hands of more people.
Not just the hardcore developers.
Precisely. People who might not have a traditional coding background. This is where you hear the term citizen developer popping up more and more.
Ah, yes, citizen development. So the idea that someone in, say, marketing or finance could actually build a tool they need.
Yeah, build a functional app, automate a workflow for their team, without having to rely entirely on IT for every little thing. The sources see this as a way to speed things up, take pressure off IT departments.
Okay, so why should you care about this shift?
Well, because it means businesses can adapt faster. They can try things out, iterate quickly, change processes almost on demand. That kind of agility, it's becoming a real competitive advantage.
Got it. So with that context, let's bring in one of the big players, Microsoft Power Automate. The research definitely positions this centrally.
Right. It's a key part of the wider Microsoft Power platform. And its focus is clearly on automating and optimizing processes using low-code approaches and, increasingly, AI.
And its main objective.
Pretty straightforward, really. Streamline how work gets done, save people time on repetitive tasks, and let them focus on, you know, the more strategic, high-value stuff.
Okay. And the sources seem to really emphasize its core strength as a workflow automation and integration service.
Yes. That's key. It excels at connecting existing systems. Think of it as the glue, or maybe the orchestrator, that makes different applications work together. It automates steps across those systems.
Existing systems, that seems important.
Very.
Yeah.
It's not primarily about building the systems themselves, but about making the ones you have play nicely together.
And how does it do that? What are the core capabilities?
Well, it supports digital process automation, DPA, for your sort of modern cloud or on-premise workflows, but it also has strong robotic process automation, RPA capabilities.
RPA, that's for the older systems, right? The ones without APIs.
Exactly. For automating tasks in legacy applications where it mimics human actions, clicks, and keystrokes, it does both attended and unattended RPA.
And you mentioned AI.
Oh, yeah. The AI integration is deep. Things like AI authoring with Copilot, you can describe a flow in plain English. There's AI insights for finding automation opportunities, AI processing for things like reading documents, even support for GPT models.
Wow. Okay. And connectivity, I assume that's a big piece for an integration tool.
Huge. Over 1,000 pre-built connectors, plus custom ones. And naturally, very tight integration with the whole Microsoft 365 suite teams, Excel, SharePoint, the works.
And for bigger companies, thinking about deploying this widely.
There are robust governance features, monitoring, central control, security, stuff like data loss prevention. It's built for enterprise scale.
So if we were to sum up Power Automate based on the research?
It's like the central nervous system for automating across your existing IT landscape.
Mm-hmm.
It connects and orchestrates.
Okay, clear. Central nervous system connecting existing parts. Now let's pivot to Yeflow. The sources describe this one well, differently.
They do. YeFlow is consistently positioned as an all-in-one, no-code application development platform.
Application development. That's the key phrase difference there, isn't it?
Absolutely fundamental.
Yeah.
While Power Automate connects existing things, YeFlow's core strength, according to the sources, is building entirely new business applications from scratch.
So forms, workflows, data, all bundled together.
Exactly. Within one unified platform. It brings together forms design, workflow automation, a built-in database, analytics, even external-facing portals. It aims to be the complete package for building the solution itself.
And it's focused on making that development process simpler.
Very much so. Drag-and-drop designer, lots of pre-built form, controls the sources mentioned over 50 expression editors for logic without code. It's geared towards ease of use.
What about the workflow side within YeFlow?
It's visual, supports multi-step processes, things like dynamic forms that change based on input, role-based approvals, pretty comprehensive for building internal process logic.
And data. Power Automate moves data between systems, but YeFlow.
YeFlow has integrated data management. A built-in data builder lets you define your data structures right there inside the platform. Tools to display that data, like lists or catalogs within the app you build.
So the data lives with the application you create.
Precisely. And you can analyze it there too. It has built-in visual analytics and reporting charts, dashboards directly within the platform for real-time insights on the process you've built.
Okay. And you mentioned external portals.
Yeah, that's highlighted as a distinct feature. Cost-effective ways to build portals or public forms for interacting with customers, suppliers, or even just collecting anonymous data easily.
So the whole philosophy seems geared towards
empowering those citizen developers we talked about, making it possible for business users, not just IT pros, to build substantial solutions, reducing complexity, and maybe even cost.
Okay, so YeFlow's identity seems to be a platform for constructing complete self-contained business solutions within its own environment, building the actual application.
You got it. It represents a different layer of solution building compared to just automating tasks between other apps.
Which brings us right back to that potential misconception. Are they competitors? The sources seem pretty definitive on this.
Very clear. They say no, not direct competitors. They operate at different layers, which actually makes them highly complementary.
Okay, so let's unpack those differences the research highlights. What are the key differentiators?
All right, first, primary focus. Power Automate, as we said, is about workflow automation and orchestrating between disparate systems.
Right, connecting things.
Whereas YeFlow is focused on building complete data-driven business applications within its own unified environment, building the thing itself.
Got it. What else?
Development philosophy. YeFlow is pitched as true no-code, really aiming for drag-and-drop simplicity for business users. Mm. Power Automate is generally low-code or PA. It's accessible, but more complex scenarios might need more technical input.
Makes sense. And the core building blocks reflect that.
Yeah. Power Automate uses DPA, RPA, connectors, AI builder tools to interact with other things. YeFlow's core is the integrated forms, workflows, database, analytics, portals, building blocks for the application itself.
And the data handling difference we touched on.
Crucial. YeFlow has its integrated data builder to manage data within the app.
Mm-hmm.
Power Automate primarily moves and processes data that lives in external systems.
Okay, and external users.
YeFlow has those specific, cost-effective service portals and public forms. Power Automate is geared more towards internal users and system-to-system integrations.
What about integration scope overall? Power Automate has tons of connectors.
Right, over 1,000 for broad orchestration. YeFlow integrates too, via APIs, custom code, and significantly, it has its own dedicated connector for Power Automate. Its integration focus is connecting the app it builds outwards.
Interesting. And pricing, any differences there?
The philosophy seems different, especially around external users. YeFlow's model is presented as particularly cost-effective for those high-volume external or anonymous scenarios. Power Automate has more granular pricing for different user types, bots, and premium features like AI Builder.
So the sources use an analogy to tie this together.
Yeah, and it's quite helpful. Think of YeFlow as building the house, the complete application with its internal structure, its rooms, its data.
Okay, the house.
And Power Automate builds the roads connecting that house to other houses, to the city infrastructure.
Mm.
It manages the traffic, the data flow, the triggers between systems, including the YeFlow house.
Ah, I like that. House versus roads, they build different but essential parts.
Exactly. Which leads to the real insight. the power isn't choosing one over the other, but understanding how they work together.
Okay, section 5 in our notes gets right into this synergy. And that dedicated eFlow connector for Power Automate seems key.
It's the bridge. It allows for pretty seamless synchronization and data flow between the two platforms.
So how does that play out in practice? What are the use cases?
Well, a classic one is using eFlow to build the core application. Maybe a complex approval process, a project management tool, something with specific forms, data needs, and internal workflows.
So eFlow handles the main part of the process, the data collection, the internal steps.
Right. Then at a certain point in that eFlow workflow, it can trigger a Power Automate flow.
Okay. Handing off the baton.
Exactly. And Power Automate then takes that data from eFlow and orchestrates actions in other systems. Updating a CRM record, posting to Teams, sending data to an ERP, interacting with any of those 1,000-plus connected services.
So eFlow acts as the smart front end or the system of record for that specific process, and Power Automate extends its reach.
Precisely. It enhances the data flow, too.
Right.
Data captured in eFlow could be easily passed via that connector to hundreds of other apps for further processing or to keep things in sync across the organization.
And what about leveraging Microsoft's AI, but maybe through an easier interface?
That's another interesting synergy. You could use eFlow's no-code interface for business users to, say, submit invoices or contracts.
Okay.
Then eFlow triggers a Power Automate flow, which sends the document to Azure AI services, like Document Intelligence, for processing. Power Automate manages that AI interaction, gets the results.
And maybe sends the extracted data back into the eFlow application.
Exactly. Or routes it elsewhere based on the results. So eFlow provides the user-friendly front end. Power Automate orchestrates the advanced AI back end.
So this combined approach, the sources suggest, gives you a sort of full stack automation capability?
That's the idea. You get the tailored application building with eFlow, plus the broad connectivity and advanced orchestration with Power Automate.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, just focusing back on eFlow for a moment, what did the sources highlight as its really unique selling points, its specific value proposition?
Four main things stood out. First, that comprehensive all-in-one nature. Integrating forms, workflow, database, analytics, portals. It reduces the need to stitch together multiple tools, simplifying things. Less vendor sprawl, you know.
Right. One platform to build the whole solution. What second?
The true no-code empowerment. The sources really emphasize its drag-and-drop interface being genuinely accessible for non-technical users to build quite sophisticated apps, fostering citizen development, speeding up innovation.
Okay.
Integrated data management and analytics. Having the database and reporting capabilities built in means you can manage and visualize your operational data right there, in real time, within the context of the application. You don't always need a separate BI tool for basic operational dashboards.
And the last one.
That cost-effective scalability for external engagement. The specific way its service portals and public forms are structured and priced makes it potentially much cheaper for scenarios involving lots of external users, customers, partners, or large volumes of anonymous submissions compared to platforms primarily licensed per internal user. Lower total cost of ownership for those specific use cases.
Got it. So those USPs really reinforce its identity as an application building platform.
Exactly. It's not just another automation tool. It's for creating the core applications that automation can then interact with.
Which brings us logically to the strategy section. Based on everything we've discussed, the main takeaway seems to be
that they are strategic complements, not competitors. Using them together offers more than using either one alone.
Right. The sum is greater than the parts kind of thing.
Pretty much. Their combined strengths create a more robust, more adaptable automation setup for a business.
So the recommended approach from the sources is really about assessing your specific needs first.
Yes. Do you primarily need task automation and integration between your existing tools? Or do you need to build fundamentally new custom applications, maybe with complex internal logic or external interfaces?
If it's building new tailored applications, streamlining internal ops, managing external interactions with integrated data,
then you'd strongly consider eFlow for that building the house part.
And then you use Power Automate
to build the roads, connect those eFlow applications to everything else in your enterprise landscape, automate the cross-system tasks, bring in the heavy-duty AI, handle the legacy system RPA.
Okay, so it's a kind of use the right tool for the right layer approach.
Exactly. The sources position this combined full-stack approach as a way to really future-proof your digital transformation efforts, leading to better agility, more efficiency, and faster innovation.
All right. So, wrapping up our deep dive today, The core insight really is this distinction. YiFlow excels at building the application itself, the house, with its integrated data, workflows, analytics, especially for new processes or cost-effective external interaction.
And Power Automate is the master connector, the roads, linking that application and all your other systems, orchestrating tasks across the enterprise, and layering in powerful AI and RPA where needed. They address different but equally vital automation needs.
So for you listening, maybe take a moment to think about your own work, your organization. Where are the biggest automation bottlenecks or opportunities? Is it mostly about connecting the dots between the tools you already have, getting systems to talk?
Or is the bigger challenge that you lack the right tool altogether? Do you need to build a completely new structured process, maybe something unique to your business, perhaps involving customers or partners directly?
And maybe consider how framing the problem as either building an application versus connecting systems might change how you or your business looks for solutions.
Yeah. And what does it mean for IT's role when business users themselves can build more? How does that shift how you think about leveraging technology to solve your specific challenges? Lots to mull over there.